I've always believed in this. I can tell you that my beliefs on what term limits should be have changed some since I have gotten into office. Now I'm serving my fourth term, and I can see after getting in that it takes quite a while to get to know this job and really learn everything and be able to do a good job for my community. So I would say my term limit ideas have expanded some, where I think, I used to think, you know, two terms, good enough, let somebody else do it. But I think you hardly even learn anything in two terms. So, but what my bill does, and I think it's a happy medium because there are pros and cons to term limits, it gives ample time for those in office in the House or the Senate to develop and utilize their experience and, you know, understanding to do a good job. But at the same time, I think it'll inhibit what we might call career politicians. And, you know, I just see that there's a potential pitfall in having too much power for too long. And that's kind of what I want to get away from. And this bill also creates term limits for our executive offices, the governor, the attorney general, secretary of state, and so on, because we do not have term limits for those positions either. So what mine does is, for the legislature, it's 20 years, which is a lot, but if you think some people serve in the legislature for part of that time and then they move to the Senate. So for a combination of the two, you can have up to 20 years of service. And for the executive offices, no more than two terms, kind of like our presidential office in the United States. So that's the general idea, and I think it would be a good thing. It's a bipartisan bill. I've got members on both sides of the aisle who have signed on with me, and I'm hoping we can get something like that through. And what it does is it would create a constitution question for the voters to decide. So really, this bill will not decide it. The bill says, let's bring this to the voters and change our constitution and add these term limits.